Attention bargain hunters, commentator Ian Halliday has a tip to reduce your cereal budget if you don't mind some cut-rate mascots on the box.
The thing about cereal is it's really expensive. I have no idea why grains and sugar and maybe a handful of tiny marshmallows should cost upwards of $5 a box. Back when I was in college, when low-budget groceries meant generics, I figured fancy packaging was reserved for those rich enough to afford the nationally known brands. But these days, even bargain breakfast shoppers have access to a wealth of cereal packaging fun, courtesy of the nation's 99-cent stores. Three smug-faced red apples are the collective mascot of Apple Worlds. They've got helicopter blades shooting out of their stems, and all three of them look like Jack Nicholson. And speaking of Jacks, Apple Worlds may be cheap, but it's got everything that other Apple cereals got, except a prize and printing on all four sides of the box. But as long as sugar is the number one ingredient, who cares? Fruit Whirls, a toucan-free Loops knockoff, flaunts itself as an excellent source of 9 vitamins and minerals, a claim I find difficult to stomach. The multicolored O's resemble office supplies more closely than fruit, with tangy flavors like file folder green, manila envelope beige, and filing cabinet gray. Is it any wonder that the Fruit Whirls elephant is a queasy shade of chewed up stuck under the desk pink? If you're in the market for a low-cost alternative to Frosted Flakes, you can't do better than Frosted Flakes. But if you're looking for a tiger, you're in the wrong store. You want the box with the hastily sketched white seal on it. At least, I think it's a seal. But they're great! Packed with pyridoxide hydrochloric copyright violating goodness, not to mention 7 vitamins and minerals. At the opposite end of the nominal spectrum, there's Co-O Crunch. That's Co-O-K-R-U-N-C-H. Co-O Crunch. But come on, it doesn't take a genius to figure out which mainstream brand these crispy cocoa-flavored pebbles are supposed to be. Oh, and note to the art director, if you invested a bit more energy in the placement of your smiling hippo mascot's nostrils, he wouldn't appear to be snorting the product from a soup spoon. For those who prefer their cut-rate breakfast on the go, there's Blueberry Tasty Tarts. Just pop them in the toaster and gobble them down before the psychotic phlegm-colored critter hovering in the upper left corner of the box causes you to lose your appetite. I can't tell if he's supposed to be a crocodile with eye stalks or an alien with an elongated reptilian snout. Whatever he is, he's totally punk rock, which is weird because apple tasty tarts are so straight. No mascot, no sick colors, just a photograph of a perfectly respectable toaster pastry flanked by some fruit slices and cinnamon sticks. They're the kind of thing an adult might eat. If I were a kid, I'd hold out for the alien.
A.N. Halliday is the author of No Touch Monkey and other travel lessons learned too late. She lives in Brooklyn, New York.